No, I ain't gonna lie. All them bitches might come to my funeral. Might be ooh. When you see her with her new man, you be like, you ain't peeing on her though. You really loving a bitch. The next time that shit happened, they might be banning me from the airport. I might be a flight risk. That's the Bride of Frankenstein type shit. Like, if I can just be like, make a bitch, I'ma build a bitch.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go.
Yo, 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 what's up, though? It's your boy. It's your boy, Danny Brown. Welcome to the motherfucking Danny Brown Show, live from YMA Studios in Austin, Texas. What's up, though? I got the motherfucking booth boys with me. What's up with y'all boys?
Yo, yo.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, what's up, man?
How y'all been, man?
Good.
Yeah, man, I ain't been doing too much, man. I've been telling them, I just recently, start putting emulators on my Steam Deck. So yeah, I've been really my girl, like, it ain't been no time for nobody. Ditto, she been running. I mean, Ditto's doing great, I will say that, man. Shouts out to everybody that was sending love to and was hitting me up and saying, you know, they can see how much that shit troubled me, man. But yeah, man, that was a hard thing for me to go through, man. It was like, man, just fucking getting this dog, man. And then, man, the crazy part about it, man, what my girl, I think she paid like $3,500 I'm not about to sit here in front. I didn't buy Ditto, my girl, because at the time, you know, my girl had two dogs when I moved down here, and Juno was like fucking Juno was old as fuck. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you want to, Juno was definitely, you know, and you know, so she knew Juno didn't have too much time left, and she wanted to, you know, I think that's one thing about when you have pets. And one of your pets, when your pet died, the easiest way to get over it is just get a new one. I think that goes with a lot of shit, too. I hate to say it like that, but that's the easiest thing you could possibly do is get it. Because, I mean, especially with a puppy, too, it's so much work. It's so much work in, you know, raising a puppy and doing everything you need to do that you don't really have time to grieve, you know? So I really feel like Ditto did help us with getting over Juno. And, but yeah, man, Ditto's doing 100 times better. I would say the only thing she's not doing is she can't jump on a couch. Like, that was her thing. She'd jump on the couch to the table. Like, she's doing gymnastic shit. So she's not really, you know, jumping from couches to couches and shit like that. She don't really drink too much water. I noticed that. Like, we kind of got to give her water and shit. So, but other than that, she back being, the Ditto that I known and loved. So like I told y'all, maybe she was going through her thing and that's why she was acting so crazy. No, that's her personality. It's coming back. She fucking growling at everything that moves. But you got to think, she was raised by the boy. She was raised by the G right here. So that's why that is, man. So I will say, man, I'm definitely, man, just feeling blessed. Blessed by the fact that Ditto is doing a lot better. Because that's the thing with me with pets, man. If I lived by myself, and I wouldn't get a pet because them motherfuckers die, man. And that shit affects me real, like really, man. So shouts out to Ditto, man. I love her. I just brought her too, man. Y'all niggas, I showed up early today. That's my fault. I thought I read the email. I thought I did. And maybe it was just in my head. Like, I got to be there at 10. So showed up at 10 today. Everybody wasn't supposed to be here till 11. So, and that was cool, though. I got to kick it. You know what I'm saying? Hang out. But what's going on, man? I would say, we finally finished with this album, me and JPEG Mafia. I mean, I know y'all, you know, we're going back. But you know how making music is. We always going back over and doing post shit and doing that. I'm actually supposed to go to L.A. tomorrow and work on some more shit. You know, just getting the album... you know, I really feel like it's like doing collab albums and shit, it's like a lot of pressure. I really feel like personally myself, especially with someone like Peggy, who I feel like is one of the most talented producers I ever had the chance to work with, you know? So I really feel like, you know, it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of hype for it. Like a lot of people really, we don't want to let anyone down. I will say that from us. So we're just putting our best foot forward and doing whatever we fucking can to make this album, you know, really, really what people expecting or exceed expectations in that sense. And, we both, I don't know, artists, we front on ourselves more so than anything else. So I feel like we always be like, it ain't enough. It ain't, you know, trying to figure it out. But I took a shit ton of mushrooms last time I was here. Got emotional, like I always do. That's what mushrooms do, man. Y'all don't know, a lot of times, I've been times where I've just taken mushrooms and I just sat in my room and cried like a bitch. You get what I'm saying? Because I don't know. Like I don't get really emotional for shit, man. It's like I'm a walking ashwagandha. So, anytime I do get time and you know chill and you know, so been a lot of times I took mushrooms and just cried. Don't even know why I'm crying and type of shit. But I was able to in my mushroom trip, I was always one person I know I can call and he always answer and gives me the best. And that's Q-Tip, man. You know, Q-Tip worked on my last album. You know what I'm saying? And that's the actual name of the album. I wasn't just saying, you know what I'm saying. I know y'all. If it was some white people shit, it was like, yeah, you just saying. But no, I had an album called You Know What I'm Saying. If you didn't check it out, please. Oh, actually, fucking Spotify. I don't know, man. The Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. And they've been, they at me. They actually deleted the actual real version to the album. And I've been constantly going back with my management. Actually, I talked to my manager not too long ago, and he was like, yeah, it was back up. It was all good. But it's not, nigga. What the fuck is you talking about? So the actual real album of You Know What I'm Saying is not on Spotify right now. It's only the clean version. And who the fucks want to listen to clean versions? So I feel like that was an Illuminati move. They own me. Hey, it is what it is, man. I'm not tripping. But I will say that I talked to Q-Tip and I sent him the album. And Q-Tip hates everything. Like, literally, man. Like, every time we'll be in a session, we'll work on music and shit. You always get that time. When you're working on music and shit, we always get a time where we just want to, like, fuck it, let's listen to some music. Or, like, hear the hottest shit out. What's the newest shit going? What's just, you know, just listen to shit. And I would always, like, play Q-Tip shit. And then they gonna be like, this shit trash. He never liked anything that I would like. So I'd be like, damn. So I never wanted to be, because that's what happens with, see, that's what I'm trying to tell you, a lot of you younger artists, younger rappers, when old niggas be, old niggas, but when older niggas, when they be like, yo, that shit ain't, because they heard it all before. They've been through it. You get what I'm saying? And you might be thinking you doing something new, but that shit been done before. It ain't nothing, we can compare it, like, you know what I'm saying? So Q-Tip always hate on shit. And I sent him the album, and he was like, yo, I hit you back and, you know, an hour or something, let you know how I feel and this and that. And sometimes I'll send Q-Tip some shit and he just won't hit me back. He won't say shit about it. But he literally hit me back in like 10 minutes and was like, nigga, this shit fire. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Y'all out of here. This shit is about to shut shit down. So, man, shouts out JPEG Mafia. Scaring the Hoes Volume 1 coming soon, man. Whenever we can. I mean, the whole point right now is me. Y'all got to understand, man, me working with Warp. I don't know what's going on, Warp. I don't know what's going on with Warp and my management, man. I turned my album in 2 years ago. And they still, I will say, like, yeah, we still working on the album and shit's getting doper and whatever the fuck. But at this point, man, it's like, where is the urgency, you know? So I just want to be like, I don't know. Maybe y'all need to, everybody, watch this podcast, man. Send a hashtag to Warp Records. And a hashtag to my manager, Dart Parker. That's at Dart Parker, DartParker. Hashtag that shit, Free Danny. Free Quaranta. Because at this point, man, it's like, shit, just put the Peggy album out, man. Like, y'all niggas, y'all bullshitting. What y'all holding me up for? Album been done, been out. So I almost feel like they shelf my shit. Because that's what happens a lot of times. They shelved my shit and don't want to tell me. Or whatever the fuck. But, nigga, I'm grown. I'm 40 years old. You can tell me what the fuck is going on. Don't just have me sitting around for fucking 2 years. I'm ready to get back to work. And these niggas be like, whatever the fuck. Whatever. So, yeah, I'm feeling a type of way. I will say that. I am feeling a type of way. So, yeah, please harass Dart Parker. Harass this nigga. Like, harass him. I'm talking about. Put his social media in shambles. DartParker. Twitter, all that shit. Because I feel like it's more his fault than Warp's. So get at that nigga, man. Y'all want this new Danny Brown album, Quaranta? Get at that nigga. And that's what I'm saying. They hating. They all hating about this Peggy shit. Because, you know, I would too. Because they ain't about to, you know what I'm saying? Ain't got nothing to do with this. So, yeah, so, but they want to hold on to my album to hold me up from doing this Peggy shit. I really feel like there's some hating shit going on. So, yeah, I need the fans. I need the people. I remember when Lil Wayne did that. Y'all remember that? They was holding the Carter. Yeah, so let's get Quaranta out of here. Let's just get that out of the way with, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy that record labels can do that.
I know.
Just hold an artist's work.
No, back. They do that to try to make you go broke. And then you can do whatever they want you to do at that point. Because you got money and shit. You got power. Like, they can't really, you know. So I feel like a lot of artists, management, they do that shit. They'll bleed you. So they could be able to manipulate you because they know, shit, you got to do it. You got to pay bills. You know what I'm saying? So, but if you had the money and shit, you'd be telling niggas, fuck you. Nigga, I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. I ain't doing this. You'll be hard to work with, especially me. So they want to bleed a nigga. So they can be able to take advantage and do whatever they want. That's the music industry. So, but that's cool. Because, you know, I get to hang out with my YMH bros. Imagine if I didn't have this shit. I probably would have been off myself. Like, y'all gonna do me like this? But then they'd have put the album out quick as fuck. Just imagine if I die tomorrow. Y'all gonna look, it'll be the fucking, if I die tomorrow, the motherfucking, The pre-order link will pop up tomorrow. You be like, what the fuck? So fuck y'all niggas. I ain't saying fuck y'all niggas, but fuck y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying? It ain't fuck y'all niggas, but it's fuck y'all niggas. All right, man. We gonna hop into some motherfucking Axe Dannys. For real, man. I'm tired of this shit, man. I didn't want to bring this to the podcast, man. And I told myself I wasn't gonna talk about it. But no, man. I'm tired of this shit, man. Like, something got to happen, man. I'm telling y'all what they doing. They trying to make me sell my PlayStation. Which I'm close. Cause I don't play it anyway. I'm a PC gamer. I got my Steam Deck. I'm like, I don't need this PlayStation 5. So I'm close to going on here and telling y'all if anybody wanna buy a PlayStation 5. You know what I'm saying? To pay my phone bill. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting close to selling my PlayStation 5 to pay for my phone bill. So
it ain't gonna be a scam this time.
No, I really got this. This is actual my console. I'll sign it for you and some more shit. I'll sign the console for you and some more shit. But I don't play my PlayStation 5. If it's anybody else, well, I guess we're gonna jump into some game shit right now.
Video game reviews.
Is anybody else disappointed in PlayStation 5? You got play anybody? Y'all, you got PlayStation 5? Any?
Yeah, I got it. I mean, yeah.
Do you play it?
It's pretty weak. Nah, not really. Not really.
You play more games on PC than anything?
I mean, actually, I'm probably not a good person to ask. Yeah, I kind of been just not playing a lot of games lately. But I am a console dude, so if it would have got me, I feel like it would have got me. But yeah, no, all the games have been kind of weak.
I would say since 1080p, since 1080 came into the forum, nothing has impressed me really since. Like, even when 4K came, it was like, this thing really that crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have a problem with playing games in 780, damn near. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's not even that big of a deal. Like, but I remember first time playing like NBA 2K on like a 1080 big ass TV. Like, first thing that was like, oh shit, we're in the future. And now, like, you know, I ain't gonna talk shit. Like, playing 2K on a 4K TV, a old person could walk in the room and actually think you watching an NBA game type shit. But for the most part, I really feel like PlayStation 5 just really let a nigga emulate. If they would bring emulators and all that, like what Steam Deck did, Steam Deck knew what they was doing. They gave us a handheld PC, but they gave us all the freedom to do whatever we want with this shit. And I feel like that's what a lot of consoles, that's what their problem is. You know what I'm saying? They want to keep this shit. Once I buy it, I should be able to fuck this motherfucker up. That's what PCs and all that shit, that's why people do that shit. But they make all these fucking, like, come on, man. I should be able to play Nintendo Switch on my PlayStation 5. And that's what would make the PlayStation 5 that much more of a, I feel like a, but yeah. Anybody want to buy a PlayStation 5? You can hit me up at Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. You know, I've been so fucked up in my life. You know, I feel like I can diagnose another motherfucker. Because I would tell you, my crew, Bruiser Brigade, it's no reason. Bro, it's no, every nigga in my crew is retarded. Well, LD. Every nigga is in my crew LD. And I'm LD too, you know, so I'm not like, you know, shaming anyone. But that's why they're my friends. It's like the Fat Albert, like Fat Albert and his crew. That's how my crew is. But a lot of people always talk about, oh shit, even that with Danny, you don't release music and this and that. Bro, I have my own record label with, you know, I wouldn't call them my artists. They're my friends and we make music together. So anytime you ever want to hear some new Danny Brown, which I fucking, anytime we drop an album, I always got a verse on it. Go to Bruiser Brigade Bandcamp. Albums are there. You got Bruiser Wolf, Fat Ray, J.U.S., you know what I'm saying? The Loopers. So yeah, check out Bruiser Brigade Bandcamp if you ever want to hear some new Danny Brown, because it's always there. You know what I'm saying? So, oh yeah, but we'll get into the Ask Danny's.
Ask Danny!
I got a voicemail for you, though.
Oh, yeah.
Find one through all that.
Yeah. Damn, you had to listen to Cuz.
Yeah.
I think that's that's like meth or like
something.
Hey, Danny, this is J-Dub. My question is, my boy is in a relationship, and it's not going so well. These people argue pretty much every time we're in public together. They have an argument with each other. I'm starting to think his partner's got some kind of emotional problem that they just can't keep inside. It feels like they're overly sensitive. Every time something comes up, you know, it's got to be a problem. I'm stuttering through this. Anyway, what do we do in this situation? Because they're not breaking up anytime soon. Do we just start calling them out on their nonsense? Do we start challenging them when stuff starts getting brought up? How do you deal with a couple that just always has their dirty laundry getting aired out whenever you're in public? Anyway, shout out to the Booth Boys. Thank you.
That's easy, man. If you really love them and that's your family, you know, you just got to, you know, support them in any way you possibly can. But at the end of the day, you just got to let that shit go. Y'all know what type of shit they be on. Y'all can't hang with them no more. There's no more invites. There's no more. I'm not going bowling with the arguing couple. You feel what I'm saying? So you know what type of shit they be on. It's just we can't hang out with y'all no more. We love y'all. And you hang out with your homie when he ain't with his girl or whatever. But at the end of the day, ain't no more. But then you know that type of situation, he always going to bring her when you invite him to some shit type shit. So you got to kind of cut cuz off. And when they break up, he'll be back. That's really what that is. You know what I'm saying? Because they love each other. That's a relationship right now. And who knows what y'all past is. And that's probably why she act like that. Because he probably was doing dirt with you. She know that shit. So now she just being extra cautious anytime she around your ass. And then so anything that when y'all together, when she hanging around with y'all, any little thing they do, it triggers her because she think y'all about to be on some bullshit together. So that's all that is, man. You got to let your friend go, man. A lot of times, man, that's how it's mad niggas, man. You can have a friend, man. You lose that nigga to a bitch. That shit happens every day, man, losing a friend to a bitch, man. And you got to understand that shit, man. But part two, losing a friend to a bitch might be him changing his life for the better. I know that sounds like some simp ass shit, weak ass shit to say, but that's the truth, man. Niggas. We homies. At the end of the day, you're going to take care of your homie. You're going to make sure you do good, you know, but we have a certain level of tolerance for shit. We don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Well, your girl, she gives a fuck about everything. And she tightening the screws up. He might got a lot of loose screws and shit that's fucked up and hanging with y'all. Y'all ain't gonna put him in the best foot forward and tell him, y'all, you can be doing this. Shit might be funny to y'all. It might be fun. You know? But his girl might see some shit and be like, yo, you don't need to be around them niggas. Part two, she might be trying to get him away from y'all niggas. And that's what you're seeing. And that's why he can't hang out with y'all without her. So that's what that is. You got to let the homie go. That's all that is. And if the homie, I mean, he's still your homie. Y'all can talk to each other and shit. But as far as that, just like when a homie get married. Like if you were in a crew of niggas that's going to strip club, fucking bitches, doing drugs, wilding out, then you get married. You can't hang with them niggas no more. And that's just what that is. And that's what that sound like that is. So shouts out KJ. Yeah. You just lost one, but you didn't lost one. You know what I'm saying? It's just that. If he a homie though, if he a real homie though, he'll be back. It ain't shit. You know? Or he'll be back if they break up, or he'll be back when they had kids. Cause he'll want you to, if you really his homie, he's gonna want you to meet his kids and see his life. And then once they had kids, that whole relationship changed. Well, she know the nigga ain't going, you know what I'm saying, type of shit. And then next thing you know, you just gotta go, you gotta go play with the kids now. That's the only way you're gonna be able to hang with him. You gotta go to the crib, play with the kids. Shit's different. He ain't getting high no more. You ain't drink, you know what I'm saying? So that's that. All right. Next up, we got friends with an ex. That's a hard one for me. My ex and I ended things about a year ago. She wanted to be friends. Recently, I decided to drop her. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that I still love her. And I don't think it's fair that I have to watch her eventually post up with some new jit, make small talk, or be called friend or homie. That being said, I stopped replying to her texts no contact. Am I the asshole for choosing myself with a friendship? Thank you so much. You've been a huge inspiration to me. Shout out, Young Stitch. No, I actually did that too. I mean, it's an ex. It's an ex for a reason. Bitch, it's over. Ain't no need to, I get it. We still care about each other because we, you know, but you left. You left or she left. It's over. Ain't no need to be sitting around. We used to fuck. Why is we kicking it? Ain't none of that. Cause I tried that with my ex because you know I had my cats. So I would want to go over her crib and visit my cats and shit like that. But it just got to the point where I would be like, the only way I'm gonna be able to get over this if I get over it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what that was, man. Like I couldn't go over there no more. Or shit would make me sad. I'll go over there and see the cats. You think I'm sad for a week. Why the fuck am I putting myself through this trauma and this turmoil? You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, you know, still, you know, still got love for him, but I moved on. I got a new girl now. I'm happy with her. Why am I going through the past? You know what I'm saying? So I will tell you, yeah, obviously you still love her. I mean, I feel like I love all my exes. That's why I was with them. But I'm not in love with them. Like, I ain't saying I'll go to their funeral, but I'd be sad if they died. I'm just saying. That makes sense, though, right? That didn't sound too cruel.
That's deep as shit, actually.
Because I don't think none of them bitches coming to my funeral. But they'll be sad. No, I ain't going to lie. All them bitches might come to my funeral might be, ooh. Bitches going to be in that bitch like, ah! For no reason, though. But yeah, I all right. We don't want to think about my funeral, man. That's why I ain't having no funerals, nigga. Nigga, cremate me. Get that shit over with. We going to have a Twitter funeral. Y'all can talk about that shit on Twitter, but ain't nobody showing up kicking it. All right. Next up, we got girlfriend doesn't want to have sex. Hi, Danny. I've been with my girlfriend on and off for a little over 3 years now. We had some rocky times, but I love this girl to death. My only problem is she really want to have sex. She didn't get like this until it got messy between us, so I guess it could be my fault. She's a bad bitch and has the best coochie a man could ask for. But I need sex more than once a month. She been getting around with some fancy clown. Living in the background. Wherever you fall. You've been dipping around the town with some fancy clown. I had to sing it, man. Has she been getting around with some fancy clown? Do I settle for less sex and learn to be less horny? Get a side bitch or just move on to something new? Thanks, Danny. You're the funniest motherfucker alive. I love you, dude. Damn, this is kind of a hard one. Because I don't really know how to judge that one. But I do know what you mean by you fucked it up and then now the whole shit turned different. I've done that before. And I'm going to tell you, you're probably not about to get it back. to where it was, it's going to take a lot of time. And I know it's hard, man, when you got a bad bitch. When you got a bad bitch, you let a lot of shit slide, man. Because ain't nothing like being in public with a bad bitch, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a man for you. Like, you know what I'm talking about. Y'all been around with regular bitches. Don't nobody pay you no attention. Have a bad bitch in public. You turn to a celebrity overnight. Everybody looking at y'all, you like, damn, niggas. You see niggas treating you different. You like, damn. So, yeah, having a bad bitch does give you a lot of status in the world. Ain't that crazy? I would tell you, I definitely, like, made deals, like, just because of how bad the bitch was that I was with. Like, niggas be like, oh, because they look at you different. Like, damn, especially, I guess, me. Because I've seen niggas do shit like that before. And I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to call no names out, but a lot of weak-ass rap niggas, artists and shit. Like, they had this whole thing in their head. Like, if they seen me with a bad bitch, they like, oh, if Danny got her, I know I can get her. Weak-ass niggas. So then they all hopping in their DMs and trying to give it the bitch. And a lot of times it worked. They took the bitch from me. But that, because they was bigger artists than me. And she was just a groupie bitch anyway. But it proved to me that y'all niggas ain't got no bitches like that. Y'all ain't got no game. How I get the bitch? Because nigga, I got game. I'm out here. I'm on my shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas out here. So whatever. But I've seen niggas do shit like that. And I would say, man, because it don't, you ain't say nothing about love. All you saying is about fucking, this and that. Obviously, I would say she got a side nigga if you only fucking once a month. So, yeah, get you a side bitch. And if she leave you, she leave you. It is what it is. But if you know it's ending, just do a lot of shit that you can keep in your mental spank bank. You know what I'm saying? Just try to take it as far as pee on her. You know what I'm saying? Kick her down the stairs. Like, you know, just do a lot of shit to the bitch. So when she leave you, you be like, man, I disrespected that. When you see her with her new man, you be like, you ain't peeing on her, though. You really loving the bitch. You at the Cheesecake Factory. Y'all motherfuckers sharing one cheesecake, putting a fork in each other's mouth and shit. I pissed on the bitch. And you at the Cheesecake Factory sharing cheesecake, my nigga. Who win? The nigga get the cheesecake. Because you still love the bitch. I will tell you some dirty macking. Because I ain't with the dirty macking, man. And me and my girl, every time we've been on a flight, I don't know. This is out to all you niggas, man. Because me, I would say I'm tech savvy, but it'd be a lot of new functions that come out. And if I'm already happy with what I got going on, I don't really learn a new function. I don't give a fuck about it. And one of those new things is I'm not an airdrop type nigga. Like, I've never been into the airdrop and shit. I don't know what that's about. But every time me and my girl on the plane, some nigga airdropping some shit to the bitch. And she be looking at me like, look. So you niggas be going on planes, airdropping dick pics, contacts. And I thought about it, like, damn, that might be kind of fire though. Shit, you get a whole flight. I mean, if I'm in first class, if I'm balling, and I just send out the, you know what I'm saying? It depends on where you're going. We going to Cabo or something like that. You send an airdrop text, you might get a girlfriend for a weekend. So it might work. But I'm telling you bitch-ass niggas, keep airdropping shit to my girl on the plane. The next time that shit happened, they might be banning me from the airport. I might be a flight risk. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit disrespectful, man. Niggas be seeing, I'm sitting right next to her. What are you doing? All right, man. Y'all ain't doing no shit like that, is y'all?
No, but my ex-girlfriend in Chicago, not every time, but when she was on the trains in Chicago, it happened to her quite often.
Niggas be airdropping shit.
Airdropping dick pics to her.
This is a new game that niggas got going. That's dirty macking. That's dirty macking. That's unsolicited dick pics.
You got to change the name on her phone. Make it Bruce or some shit. Ain't no one going.
No, I think they all just shoot their shots. But how do they be knowing to send? Oh, because of the girls. They just send it to all girl names.
Yeah, they're going
to
see a girl. They're going to see, yeah, a girl's name.
I want to say this, man, to law enforcement around the country, FBI. That shit should be like a crime. It should be like a, that's a cyber crime. Honestly, So that's like sexual assault type of shit or whatever the fuck. I don't really know the right wording that I have to put on that. But yeah, man, I don't like that shit, man. I don't like that. I don't like that, man. Airdropping to random people, that's crazy, man. That's you need your ass whooped. Like, and if I was like, I'm saying, if I can catch one of you niggas doing that shit, fade on deck. You got to run mine. I don't give a fuck. And you can beat me up. See, that's the thing that niggas don't understand about me. You gonna have to whoop my ass though. You ain't just about to leave out of here and ain't nothing gonna happen. I'm gonna take the ass whooping. But I'm going to let you know, you're going to do that. We got to, ain't no just, and I think that's the way I was raised, man. So, yeah, you're going to have to fight. You're going to have to whoop my ass, but I'm going to let you know, whooping my ass ain't about to be that easy. I'm into BDSM, so I could take a lot of pain. So I'm going to bite niggas, And you know me, man, I ain't got no, you know what I'm saying, no, ain't no homophobe shit in my body. So I'm grabbing your balls. I'm trying to rip your dick off. If I'm losing a fight and shit get desperate, oh, I'm biting, scratching. I'm trying to whip your balls off. I bite your dick. I don't give a fuck. When the fight get down to life or death, oh, watch your boy. I think that's been my best element. You know, I've been playing NBA Street since I got the NBA. That's my game breaker. When the fight get down to the, oh, he about to die? Like, oh, that's when the special moves come out. So try that if you want to, man. Try that if you want to. Okay. We got one more ask, Danny. We're hopping to some more shit. But, yeah. Hey, what's up, Danny and the Booth Boys? Have a question for you. I know you've been in contact with a lot of celebrities in your lifetime, but has there been one celebrity who breath smells like straight shit? If not, what celebrity do you think smells like ass? I personally think it would be Morgan Freeman. Thanks. Nah. Yeah, I definitely met 50 Cent. But I think that was just, we was on tour, and he was like eating a Subway tuna sandwich early in the morning. But he was talking. You know, you talking, and there's like a lot of room between you. It wasn't like a stanky breath, but the fact that you could still smell his breath, and there was so much room between you. And, so yeah, 50, that nigga breath was rocking. But someone told me Kanye, he owed me that $1,000 still. But Kanye, a mutual friend told me, because you got the, that's one thing, when you get permanent golds and shit, if you don't take care of that shit, you know, shit can get, I mean, even if you do take care of it, you still gonna have a weird smell from your mouth and shit, because that is what it is. You don't have teeth anymore, you have gold. So gold's gonna make you whatever. But if some people told me, man, Kanye got the funky box too. But when you rich with a funky breath, I don't think it matter no more. So let's jump into some white people shits. You know what I'm saying? No, fuck that, man. We keep neglecting it. Spin that motherfucking wheel. MILFs, goddamn it. See, the thing is about the whole MILF thing is I'm not 20 years old. So anybody I'm fucking right now gonna be a MILF. And if you're not a MILF, then it's like, damn, what's wrong with you, bitch? Like, something happened. You went to jail. Like, you got some mental health issues and shit like that. So the whole MILF thing is like, MILF should be a derogatory term. Because I feel like in some people's head, the MILF is like, it's a badass mom, like the badass mom. But you shouldn't be talking about trying to fuck nobody, mama. You know, I mean, we all fucking people, mamas, in some sense. But like when you be like MILF, I think that's like an American pie. That's white people shit. Like, ain't no nigga never thought to say MILF. Like, even if you was in the hood, if you in the hood right now, you say MILF. Niggas gonna look at you a little different. Like, nigga talking about MILFs. Like, what? Nigga, that's an old bitch. Nigga just be like, old bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck my old bitch. Young bitch, old bitch, you know? It's some players in the hood, I ain't gonna lie, man, that I used to look up to back in my day, man. Them niggas used to have a whole smorgasbord of bitches. Nigga be like, I got an old bitch, I got a young bitch, I got a fat bitch, I got a skinny bitch. And niggas just got their pick of the flavors, man. And I think that's what fucked me up by being around guys like this and seeing being raised around shit like that. And be like, man, you know, a smorgasbord of bitches don't sound bad, man, because you need all the qualities from every one of those bitches to make a perfect bitch. Damn, that sounded so bad. Like, one woman ain't enough. One woman is enough, but if you can just take, the fucking, the empathy of a fat bitch, the confidence of a bad bitch, you know what I'm saying? The drive of an athletic bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to make a bitch. That's the Bride of Frankenstein type shit. Like, if I can just be like, make a bitch, I'm going to build a bitch. Like, go to Build-A-Bear. And we can go to Build-A-Bear and be like, but build a bitch. Damn, man, I need to, fuck, man. I need to get on my shit right now, man. I'm about to copyright that term. I'm about to build bitches, man. Because now, I told y'all, what did I tell y'all? If I could make some AI only fan bitches, oh man, I'd be rich. Did y'all see that AI generated picture of the bitches?
Yeah, I think we looked at it. Oh, yeah, we talked about it. All right.
I ain't gonna bring it back up. See, that's how much it's been on my mind. Because I know this is a $1 million empire for me. Internet pimping sounds like the best way of pimping in my life. If I can get with some AI niggas, make me my AI bitches, and I can put them on the OnlyFans, put them on the strips, do all that. I don't even give a fuck. We can do some motherfucking VTuber shit. Make me, if I can take on the skin of the AI bitch, I'll do the moves. What's up, daddy? I don't give a fuck. It ain't, nigga, send that bread. I'll be doing that shit. Put on a motherfucking a VR headset or some shit. You can turn to the bitch. Nigga, I'll be scamming like a motherfucker. But yeah, I told y'all it was coming. So now, who knows? Nigga might have been jacked off to an AI bitch. I ain't gonna lie. I feel kind of bad if I jacked off to an AI bitch. But is that cheating though? I mean, it's not cheating in general, jacking off. My girl don't like when I watch fucked up porn. Like she don't care if I'm like, if it's like bad bitches, like shit she fuck with. But then if she see me watch some degenerate fat bitch porn or some crazy shit like that, she get upset. Like what you got going on? What's going on with your brain? Like, you see what you got here? Like, why are you watching shit like that? What are you doing? How is that? And what she don't get, man, it's not necessarily about, I think sometimes with my porn that I like, I just like to see shit that I know is real. I'm like, oh, that's real right here. Like, they didn't. Like, when you watch some overproduced ass porn, that shit like watching old Cinemax movies or something like that. It's just going a little too far. I don't like that shit. Like, I want to see. Y'all niggas don't even like each other. They just booked y'all together. That's just a collab. I want to see some, like, real shit. Like, when a motherfucker hide their phone in a corner or some shit, and you see the bitch show up, and they start talking about some real shit. Like, damn. It's like, damn, I had to sell my food stamps earlier today. You're like, what? Damn. This bitch talking about selling food stamps on a porn movie? Oh, this is real. So, yeah, I like them kind of porn movies, man. All right. We're going to get to some white people shit. Did I do white people shit?
Not yet, but wait. Now I got a question. Is using the word MILF white people shit?
Yeah, definitely. I told you it came from American Pie. All that shit. Ain't no niggas in the hood saying MILF. That shit weird. Because guess what? Bitches having babies at 16 in the hood. That's a MILF? No, MILF is old bitches, like an old hot bitch, like, you know what I'm saying? And teenage pregnancy is running rampant. I told y'all, my older sister, she had her first baby at 14. I think she had 7 kids back to back. And the first one she had at 14, she had her first baby at 14. And I think she got 3 kids now. That's my family. So I told y'all, my mom had me at fucking 1860. You get what I'm saying? Teenage pregnancy is my family. Like, we want it been kids raising kids. This is the entire fucking family. So, all right. Donkey basketball.
White people shit.
Hey, Danny, love the show. I grew up in rural southern Illinois near St. Louis. And with that, what I thought was normal stuff until I moved. I grew up in rural southern Illinois near St. Louis, and with what I thought was normal stuff until I moved to SDE. One of the fundraisers we had was donkey basketball. Basically, all it is to score a basket, you have to be riding a donkey. If you're on a donkey, it don't count. I asked some of my friends in SDE who weren't white, they heard of this, and they laughed at me. Look it up on YouTube. It's great. No, niggas ain't playing no donkey basketball. Nah. Niggas ain't riding no donkeys, man. I wouldn't say this is white people shit, because white people don't like basketball. So, or this is white people trying to say basketball is not skilled enough, and they trying to turn it up to make it to they shit, because, you know, that's what white people do sometimes. Like, y'all niggas think y'all good at it, but can you dunk on a donkey? So, yeah. I wouldn't say this white people shit. I would just say this is dumb. This is dumb. When it comes to the game of basketball, look at that shit. Yeah, this is dumb. And I wouldn't think that they would be doing something like this in St. Louis. Oh. Oh, he said Southern Illinois. Or wherever. The Midwest can get weird. We've come to that conclusion, right? Like, because a lot of people feel like, remember back in the day, it always was like the South. The South was kind of like the weird shit. But now, I feel like the South is the most cultured. The South never let themselves get caught up in anything anybody else was doing. They kept to their shit. And that's why I love going down South. Like, you go to New Orleans and, like, the food and shit, like, the South keep to the South. They don't give a fuck about whatever going on. Like, right now, if you go to, like, all those main cities, they adapt into the times and shit like that. The South just keep it with themselves. But what we did learn is that the Midwest has, they don't give a fuck. Like, the Mid, and I just feel bad because I'm born and raised Midwest. I'm a Midwest boy. I always say that. Like, my values and everything is Midwest raised. But I will say, man, now that I've been everywhere and I've seen it, we are the most ratchet, kind of. Like, we don't give a fuck. Like, I don't know, man. So, shouts out to everybody in the Midwest, man. All right, next up we got cycling. Yo, Danny. White people shit is wearing helmets, full-on cycling spandex onesie, going like 2 miles an hour on the street or a sidewalk, adding bright-ass colors or wearing flashlights or vests when walking around at night. Also, that hood sandwich game. The hood sandwich game? The homie used to eat the mayonnaise and sugar sandwich or mustards and onions. You doing real good? Keep it high and tight. Definitely cycling is white people shit. And the only reason why it's white people shit, because it's expensive, man. You ever seen how much one of them bikes costs? And, yeah, just the whole thing about it, man. I love riding bikes. I will say I love riding bikes. And, because I never was good at driving cars. I told you, I didn't get my driver's license until I was 30. So I was a bike riding, especially when I was selling drugs. I was a bike riding ass nigga. I had a new bike every 3 days. Crackheads just always pull up. If you wanted me to give you some free crack, just pull up with a bike. I had so many bikes, and then I would be like switching out shit, switching out parts and shit. I really think I wanted to get a bike here, but no, you're going to die on the bike out here. These niggas thug. I'm going to ride a bike around Austin, Texas, man. These niggas don't know how to drive, man. No one here knows where they're going. Everybody's looking at their phone, at the GPS. No one here, bro. I have yet to find a person. And when I do, it's kind of sketchy. When you find a person that's, but I have, I will say, when you do find a person that's born and raised in Austin, they hate your guts. Like, born and raised Austin, Austinites, they like, why you move here? They try to tell you some Austin history, then you don't be knowing it. You're like, see, that's why y'all don't even need to be. Like, so yeah, I've been through that, man. But, yeah, cycling, man. Cycling is expensive. And anybody that sit down, had a ass just sitting down on something for like hours, you know, I mean, I like bikes and shit, man. So I ain't going to. I like BMXs, you know, BMX biking and shit. Y'all remember back in the day, y'all know what got you killed in the hood? You remember the Sonic 6 bike? Google this shit. I forgot about this. If you had a Sonic 6 back in the day, oh, nigga was gonna smoke your ass, and all it was a regular BMX bike, but it had 6 gears. Y'all remember this, the Huffy Sonic 6? Yeah, look at that bitch. I'm about to cop. I need me a Sonic 6 back. Niggas ain't killing niggas for Sonic 6s no more. My little brother got a Sonic 6 for his birthday. Nigga stole that bitch in 2 days. Swear to God, he left it in the backyard on some dumb shit. Niggas was plotting on it. That shit was like having the illest car in the hood. You had a Sonic 6 back in, I know so many niggas. Bro, it was 3 things back in the day that I was getting you fucked up randomly. Starter jackets, Jordans, and Sonic 6s, man. That's my era right there, man. So I want a starter jacket, wearing a pair of Jordans, riding a Sonic 6. That might be my new album cover, man. That's deadly. That is the dumb thing about me. Anytime I heard somebody like, in fashion, if I hear about like niggas is dying, niggas is robbing, niggas is getting killed for that piece, that make me want that shit that much more. Like the whole Marmot thing. Y'all remember the Marmot coats? Man, niggas killing niggas for Marmots. I bought a Marmot off rip. I wore my Marmot in Brooklyn, all type of shit. I remember one bitch telling me like, man, you walking around with that coat on? Yeah, real G. Ain't nobody do nothing to me, but I was scared. I think that's, you know, when white people want to go bungee jumping or go, you know, jump off mountains and shit. No, that's my version of that. Wear expensive clothes that get you killed in the hood, and then you don't die when you wear it in the hood. That's like, damn, my adrenaline rush. So that's my shit. All right. We'll spin the wheel, man. Spin that motherfucking wheel. We're going to get up out of here in a minute. But yeah, you niggas airdropping on planes. Oh, exotic pets. Exotic pets, what we mean? Like, because we're going to go back into my old living with pythons. We're going to get back into that story. I'm not about to tell that story again, but...
like tigers and
tiger
like
kings
crazy
and all
shit
that
like
shit.
That.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of people that are like real animal lovers and shit. So I get that. I think to me... What is an exotic pet? Like, if you go over a nigga crib and he got a sloth. You're like, nigga, why you got a sloth? Or, like, any nigga... That might have something to do with, like, a person, like, person that, like, they mental shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, to have, like... Because we watched Tiger King, and you remember that one nigga, he had all the... He was fucking bitches off them animals and shit like that. So I feel like some niggas, they get, like, weird animals because it's some weird animal-loving bitches out here. Like, come on, man. A bitch pull up, you got a sloth. She like, oh, he's so cute. You got a koala bear in the crib. Bitch dropping draws. Like, this nigga got a koala bear. I seen him eating a eucalyptus. He passed out. Like, what? But the thing is about exotic pets, man, if you ain't got the money to take care of them, man, you just really endangering them even more. And I would say not more so exotic pets, like far as like, but having like rare domestics. I don't like me, and I had my own cheetah cats and shit. My Bengal cats, cheetah cats. What the fuck am I talking about? But I had Bengal cats. I will say, having the Bengal cats, I love Chi, I love Siren, I love my cats, but they was whooping my ass all the time. Like, it was not a time, right? Or sometime, like, you know, me, I was getting fucked up, Xanaxes and drinking. I pass out one night, pass out in the bed with the cats. I wake up the next day, hop in the shower. Nigga got 1,000 lashes on him. Don't even, just burning. Like, oh, you look at your body, it's cut here, cut there, sliced here, sliced there. So, yeah, the cats used to fuck me up in my sleep, man. So, I would just say, man, you got to be an animal lover, man. I knew every time we used to go to Vegas, it was the one guy that was in Vegas. I ain't going to say his name, but every time we go on tour, like, everybody used to go over his crib. He had all, like, lions and tigers. But they used to go over his crib because he had the bitches, too. He was, like, pimping or some shit. But whatever. I will say, I think niggas get them exotic pets just to get bitches. So, yeah, that's that. But, no, we about to get up out of here, man. I want to say thanks for everybody that been tuning in, man. Y'all been showing so much fucking love to the show, man. Y'all know, man, this was really... If y'all can see, man, as the weeks go by, man, I get more and more comfortable doing this. And I actually love doing this shit. This is almost like my form of therapy sometimes. It'd be like time I'd be chilling at the crib with myself and I'd be thinking about, oh, shit, I got to talk about this on the podcast. So for me to even have that outlet and to be able to come and just talk to the people directly, man, it's just so fucking great. But, yeah, I'm about to get up out this motherfucker. I got to piss. I'm sorry. I'm cutting it. But Dart Parker at Twitter. DART. PARKER at Twitter, at Instagram, Warp Records, WARP, Free Danny. Love y'all niggas, man. We out.